高中必修课程复习与检测英语试题五第一部分听力理解。做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。Text 1I've got my camera with me, but am I allowed to take photos here?
I think so. It doesn't say you can't.
Text 2 I really like living here in this flat because it's so near to central town.
That's true, but it gets really noisy at night.
Text 3 Hi, Maggie. I'm coming, but it's snowing and the traffic is moving slowly.
Okay, David. Take your time.We will wait for you so we can have dinner together.
Text 4 Celia, you see these girls over there? They need another player for a basketball game. Would you like to join them?
Seems like it's a game for fun. Sure, I will be there in a minute.
Text 5
I won't have anything to wear to work on Monday unless I pick up my clothes at the dry cleaners.
Then you'd better hurry.It closes at noon on Sundays.
Oh, I should have gone there on Saturday.
Second, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟，听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。All right, Sarah.We know that you are planning something big for John's birthday. Could you tell us just what you have in your mind?
I wanted to make his birthday a very special event. John has a sister living in France, and I will send her a plane ticket so that she can be here for his birthday.
Boy, what an excellent plan. That's something special. I kind of guessed...You had some secret plan, and we are waiting for the right time to tell me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything until I was sure she could come.
All right, Sarah. We know that you are planning something big for John's birthday. Could you tell us just what you have in your mind?
I wanted to make his birthday a very special event.John has a sister living in France, and I will send her a plane ticket so that she can be here for his birthday.
Boy, what an excellent plan. That's something special. I kind of guessed you had some secret plan and we are waiting for the right time to tell me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything until I was sure she could come.
听第七段材料，回答第八、九题。
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry.
Hi, Diana. What's wrong?
We were going to Hong Kong this weekend, but I'm afraid I can't go.
How come?
I have a really big geography test, and I have to study for it.
We can go next week instead.
No, I don't want to ruin your weekend. You go ahead, and please take the book I bought to my friend Sally. Tell her I have to study all weekend, because I can't afford to fail the test.
Okay, then I will go with them, but it's a pity you can't come.
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry.
Hi, Diana. What's wrong?
We were going to Hong Kong this weekend, but I'm afraid I can't go.
How come?
I have a really big geography test, and I have to study for it.
We can go next week instead.
No, I don't want to ruin your weekend. You go ahead, and please take the book I bought to my friend Sally. Tell her I have to study all weekend, because I can't afford to fail the test.
Okay, then I will go with them.But it's a pity you can't come. Listen to the 8th段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. This is Alex. I have some very good news for you. Miranda was very satisfied with you and said she was very much looking forward to working with you. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, dear. How does it feel to be Miranda's new assistant? I imagine that you are just delighted with this news. So, let's see. You can start on Monday, right?
Well, I don't think I can start on Monday. I'm visiting my father in Baltimore, and because I don't live in New York, I will need a couple of days to find a flat and buy some furniture and move my things from Avon.
Oh, well then, in that case, I suppose Wednesday would be okay. Okay, see you then.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. This is Alex. I have some very good news for you. Miranda was very satisfied with you and said she was very much looking forward to working with you. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, dear. How does it feel to be Miranda's new assistant? I imagine that you are just delighted with this news. So, let's see. You can start on Monday, right?
Well, I don't think I can start on Monday. I'm visiting my father in Baltimore, and because I don't live in New York, I will need a couple of days to find a flat and buy some furniture and move my things from Avon.
Oh, well then, in that case, I suppose Wednesday would be okay. Okay, see you then.听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
Hello, Mr. Jan Erik Friedman. You are a frequent traveler, and we also know that you eat out twice a day. How come you're so fond of eating out?
When I got my first job back in 1982 and started traveling, I had no other choice but to eat out. I found that I felt different due to what I was eating, so I tried to find places that served food that make me feel good.The secret was the quality of the food and how well the food was prepared. I made an effort to find good restaurants as well as nice dishes.
How did you manage to make a list of 218 favorite restaurants?
I've lived in cities, and when I moved back to Sweden from the United States, people asked me where to go and eat when they went to the cities I know. I got a lot of ideas.When I wrote about restaurants for a Swedish club magazines, and some suggested I gather the information about restaurants together, since I had all the facts about the restaurants I've been to. I started to do that.
How do you find restaurants?
The best way is to ask the people there. I may talk to the people at the street market, or take a walk and look for a place myself.I never ask the hotel clerks or taxi drivers. I don't go to empty restaurants or places with menus difficult to understand.
Hello, Mr. Jan Erik Friedman. You are a frequent traveler, and we also know that you eat out twice a day. How come you're so fond of eating out?
When I got my first job back in 1982 and started traveling, I had no other choice but to eat out. I found that I felt different due to what I was eating, so I tried to find places that served food that make me feel good. The secret was the quality of the food and how well the food was prepared. I made an effort to find good restaurants as well as nice dishes.
How did you manage to make a list of 218 favorite restaurants?
I've lived in cities, and when I moved back to Sweden from the United States, people asked me where to go and eat when they went to the cities I know. I got a lot of ideas when I wrote about restaurants for a Swedish club magazines, and some suggested I gather the information about restaurants together.Since I had all the facts about the restaurants I've been to, I started to do that.
How do you find restaurants?
The best way is to ask the people there. I may talk to the people at the street market, or take a walk and look for a place myself. I never ask the hotel clerks or taxi drivers. I don't go to empty restaurants or places with menus difficult to understand. 听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
At the beginning of the tour.We will start with the most important place in my town, which is Plaza Leon. The Plaza Leon, which is more than 100 years old, is a gathering place for young people on Friday and Saturday nights, and for parents and children on Sunday afternoons. Four streets lead to the plaza, which have white sidewalks and a tree land. Herman D. Street,which was named after a famous writer born in the city, contains all of the food stores, fish markets, and vegetable stands. Fernando Street, which was named after an educator, is where all of the government offices are housed. Val del Mar Street, whose roof is made of stones, is the only street which still has its old surface. Finally, we come to Horatio Street, on which there are two universities. One of them is the most famous university in my country. That's why it's my favorite street of all. At the beginning of the tour, we will start with the most important place in my town, which is Plaza Leon. The Plaza Leon, which is more than 100 years old, is a gathering place for young people on Friday and Saturday nights, and for parents and children on Sunday afternoons. Four streets lead to the plaza, which have white sidewalks and tree land. Hermandy Street, which was named after a famous writer born in the city, contains all of the food stores, fish markets, and vegetable stands. Fernando Street, which was named after an educator, is where all of the government offices are housed. While Del Mar Street, whose roof made of stones, is the only street which still has its old surface. Finally, we come to Horatio Street, on which there are two universities. One of them is the most famous university in my country. That's why it's my favorite street of all.
录音内容结束。